Good morning, Houston. This is station on 2. I had a dragon packing step 202 question for you.
Good morning. We are ready to copy your question.
I'm looking at step 202, and I'm loading 1.0 into a single stowage locker. There is a note that the SSL has a label referencing crew 11, and it certainly does. And I was just wondering, would it make sense to me to put a new label on this SSL while I've got it in my hand? And I was wondering if there's anything in particular you wanted me to put on that.
Chris, we copy your question regarding the label. We will take a new label there. Give us 1 second to give you specific details.
I can even give you like 30 seconds if you want.
Station on 2 for Chris and updated label.
Hey, ready to copy.
Okay, I might lose you because we have some blockage, so I'll repeat if necessary. SpaceX 33R123 is the desired label.
Copy that. SpaceX 33, Romeo 123. I got it, and I'll do that.
Awesome. Very good. And while I have you, I was wondering if it would be okay if we came on board with a Dragon camera to follow any cargo ops there. We're not sure if Hawthorne left that configured correctly, but we want to check with you before we tried to route.
I really appreciate you checking, and that sounds great to me. That would be a great help to me, and I'll let everyone else know that those will be up.
Sounds good, and we're about 2 minutes from LOS.
Yeah, thank you. Houston, station on 2 for Stowtrack 206.01.
Chris, go ahead for 206.01.
Yeah, I am not seeing this 1.0 in the Node 2 forward end cone. I was going to get out the RFID scanner and try to look around for it, but I was wondering if you might have any alternate locations I can try checking while I keep doing a deeper dive for it. I'm wondering whether it got moved somewhere. I know we did some reorganization of the Node 2 forward end cone before crew 12 arrival.
Chris, you might look inside a single stowage locker 1287.
Copy that. Yep, I'll check that stowage locker. And Houston Station on 2, that's exactly where it was. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, glad you found it. Looks like you're just going to be removing the ice bricks out of that bag, and it's going to stay in the single stowage locker.
Yep, copy all. Thank you. Yes, and I see in the next step that it does say it's in the single stowage locker. There we go.
Station on 2 for Chris and a clarifying stowage comment.
Say again for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, we were reading through 206.02, and this may be super clear to you, but we had a little bit of a misunderstanding of the intent of that step, so just wanted to make sure you got it correctly. Basically, as it says, there's a Ziploc that has 16 ice bricks in there. The entire Ziploc with all 16 ice bricks are going to the JLP location. We originally had wondered whether you're just pulling one of the ice bricks out of that Ziploc bag, which is not the case. The whole Ziploc with all the contained ice bricks make that move.
Yep, that's what I figured. I saw that, and I puzzled for a second, but I saw the next step was to put the empty CTV in the pantry. So I said, well, they probably just mean one Ziploc with all 16. So that's what I did, and so I think we're in good shape.
Very good. As Reagan would say, trust but verify. Thank you.
Absolutely. And actually, while I have you, I guess I just wanted to close the loop on this. So yesterday we had an issue where the 8.0 CTB in Dragon was basically just a little bit too full and bulging to allow the panels that close out the mid-tier to fit. And then also a 2.05001 was bulging and was also not allowing the panels to fit. So we put some notes in the Stowtrack steps that were generated, but basically we were able to get everything to fit nicely. We had to take a couple of the 4.0 filler CTVs out of that 8.0, and we had to basically repack that 5001 and move a couple of the empty blood and other collection kits into a different CTV that were indicated in Stowtrack. We put some notes in, but just let us know if any of that's not clear as to sort of what state things ended up in. But we look like we're in good shape now, and I just wanted to close that loop.
Chris, we saw that.
Houston, station on 2 for some Stowtrack steps.
Chris, we're with you on two. And before the OLS, we copied your config about the partition, what you had to do to get that to close out and fit by modifying the contents of the 8.0 and 2.0. And we're good with that config. That's what we're tracking, and it's been pre-cording with SpaceX. So we're all set there.
Perfect. Yeah, I wasn't sure when I walked into it. So thanks for confirming that. And yeah, I just figured we double check because it gets pretty tight in there, and the number of times we can minimize going back to it, the better. So thanks for that. And then I had a question on step 208, unloading some double cold bags, and I was just wondering if you guys had any intel on which Melties and/or Polars we were unloading into those bags, just so I could sort of more intelligently custom them close to hopefully where we'll end up eating them.
Chris, we copied the question. It'll take a little bit for us to get an answer there. If you want to move ahead, and we'll get back to you when we can.
Yep, that's what I figured. I'm starting on step 209, and I figure there's no urgency in that. So yeah, if you guys happen to get an answer before we need to circle back to it, that would be awesome. Otherwise, it's not really a big deal. Thank you.
Copy all.
Houston station on two, Stotrac 209.03.
2903, go ahead.
Okay, on 2903, it says to gather a bubble bag passive sampler, and I have that bubble bag. It does say it contains quantity 10 of AEMO sample bags, and there is a quantity 10 of passive samplers in this bag. Guessing those might just be two names for the same thing, but I wanted to double-check that.
Richard, question goes beyond flight's native knowledge, and so we're checking.
Copy that. And if it helps at all, the part number of the things inside the bag is Alpha Sierra dash passive, Papa Alpha Sierra Sierra India Victor Echo.
Copy. Station on two for Chris with an answer to the question.
Chris is with you on two.
The AEMO sample bags is the same as the passive sampler bags that you called down earlier. Same item. So we're good to go.
Awesome. Perfect. I figured that was the case. It just would feel real, real silly if we sent the wrong thing home. So thanks for checking.
I really appreciate that. MORCOM is better in that regard.
Strong agree. So thanks for the support.
Houston station on a 2-4 recycle tank drain. Looking for your go in step 7.
Chris, you and Jets are go in step 7.
Fantastic, thank you. We'll let you know when we're done. Houston station on 2 for the recycle tank drain. The UPA fill drain valve is in the process position, and the red compressor hose is connected to the UPA fill drain valve compressor ports. And we are complete in this procedure.
Copy all, good config. And I have two items for you. Let's see. First one, we're handing over. We just got on to Tejas East. We've been tracking a little bit of an issue with the ground antenna there. Currently, it's behaving. But if it should fail to track and command to Tejas, that would result in an emergency timeout from the Tejas, and we just have to wait to the next pass when we pick up on the next satellite. I'm not expecting that to happen, but if you see we've lost comm on when we should expect to have Tejas, that may be why, and we'll see you on the next bird. I'll copy.
See all about the possibility of a loss of this pass due to the equipment, and thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate that.
Okay, copy. The next item is in a little bit, Sophie has a scheduled lab router reboot. And when that happens, it's going to take down the JSL, so any ops product, you won't be able to pull up any new ops products until that recovers. It'll be about a 10-minute outage. Also, you could expect Stotrac to not be able to take any inputs during that brief period of time, so just maybe a little coordination when Sophie does that activity.
Happy all. It sounds like a good time for a coffee or lunch break or something like that. I'll make sure everybody knows, and we'll coordinate. Thanks for the heads up on that as well.
Chris, one other impact of that, and hopefully this doesn't come into play at all, but hardline EMER comm would be the only way to get comm into the USCV. The RF would not be available during that brief time as well.
Okay, copy. RF unavailable during that router reboot as well. Copy that.
Defense Station, Sophia on 2 for Jamesville router.
Sophie, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was just checking and reviewing the procedure to make sure I'm ready for being on time. And I just wanted to confirm that I only need to paracycle the serial number 1427 Cobalt Break without opening deck 1 to check that it, the routing is correct to the router.
Sophie, good words. You just have to power cycle the brick, and you're going to do that on time or early, whenever you're ready.
All right. So then I already have identified the correct cobalt brick, and I am ready to do it on your go.
Your go.
All right. And on step 1.5, the lab JSL router is power cycled and good LED light.
Copy. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Stowage.
Let's go ahead for Dragon Stowage.
Clarified, SpaceX 33 Stowage. I had to move double cold bag 1041 out of the way to get a CTV stowed in the upper port. And I apologize, I don't remember exactly which position it was in. And I just wanted to double-check which of the positions I should put it back into.
Copy. Looking for a location for 1041 double cold bag. Give us 1 second. We'll get you an answer.
Copy. Thanks.
Chris, upper port 1-1.
Upper port 1-1. Copy. All. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, Sophia 2 for iPhone question.
Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, for the update of the iPhones, just some of the crew members have not uploaded the pictures on the iPhones yet, and so we were just wondering that the pictures will not be deleted during the update, the ground update.
The update will not affect the pictures. We're just removing the Meta app from the phone.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And Houston Station from Sophie, iPhones are connected, procedure complete.
Copy all, thank you very much.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for Crew Dragon on 937.05.
Jack, good to hear your voice. Ready to copy.
Good morning. So I've got the AED electrodes kit out of the CTD, ready to stow it in lab overhead 5 deck 1. It says to tape the new one to the inside of the locker door and trash the old ones. There's two old ones, and they're Velcro to the AD itself. Nothing's taped to the inside of the door. And I just want to make sure that the answer here is to tape the new one to the inside of the door and trash the two old ones, or some other version of this.
Jack, you have the correct understanding. Tape the new one to the door, trash the old ones.
Okay, so I'm going to trash two sets of old ones and only put new one, and I'll tape that to the door.
Good words.
Thank you, guys. Houston Station, just one more follow-up on this electrodes kit question, if you got a moment.
I'm sorry, we're busy down here. Just kidding. Go ahead, Jack.
I like it. I get everybody's busy. It's good living. So serial number, electrode kit serial numbers 1010 and 1009 are currently Velcroed to the AD. We've been chatting about it up here. We think maybe at least one should always be Velcroed to the AD. So you're positive that you want me to trash the two old ones that are Velcroed to the AD and just have a single one in the locker that's taped to the door. So nothing, no AD electrodes will be Velcroed to the AD anymore.
Jack, ISO is going to take you up on that question with a request to double-check that on the trash plan to make sure that we're not going to do something we regret, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. I appreciate you guys doing the extra research on that, and so I'll leave the two old ones Velcro to the kit, and I'll leave the new one taped to the door, and we'll wait to hear from you guys for clarification.
Good plan for now. Thanks. Station Houston, no response required for all crew. We've removed the Meta app from all four iPhones, and you're go to continue use as you see fit.
Crew copies. Thanks for that.
Station on 2 for Jack and electrodes at your convenience.
Station, this is Jack on 2. Go, please.
Hey, Jack, we're looking at the manifest request paperwork, and what we'd like to do is the two serial numbers that were previously taped to the AED, 10,010 and 10,009, just leave them with the AED for now. We're going to want to double-check this when BME gets in to make sure that we've got a config that they're happy with, and also make sure that all the manifest request paperwork is actually signed off and approved. That one item was still in draft, and so we just want to dot the I's, cross T's before we trash them. So thank you.
Okay, makes sense. So I'll leave it. That's its current configuration with the new one taped to the door and the two old ones Velcro to the AED. We'll leave it there until the I's get crossed, as it were.
Good read back. Thank you.
Hi, Seb.
Hello, Jessica. How are you?
I just felt left out of the conversation because I haven't called you yet, so I just wanted to say hi, and I hope to call you again soon.
Well, I'm glad you did. I was feeling left out, not getting to chat as well. Saw some great videos from Grace out of your launch. Sounds like she had a great visit.
It was a good ride. Thank you. Sensation on 2 for Cargo.
Good.
That now I have a real reason. So I think I just want to make sure that this is correct. I think there might be a little bit of confusion about which towels are being packed. So in yesterday's activity, I packed in CTB 5575 two opened Ziploc bags of unused hygiene towels. So we don't know if those are moldy or not, but we do know that the moldy towels came out of one of them. And the other one was just opened, and people had been using the towels, but they hadn't been moldy. And then, in addition, I put the actual two towels that were moldy, so they are wet and they were used and they're covered in mold, also in that CTV. This step seems to indicate that it's asking to pack the unopened ones that are suspect for mold, not the actual moldy ones. So I just wanted to clarify what you guys were looking for there.
Copy your question. Stand by.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for Jess and moldy towel answer.
What?
Okay, so the intent is that we only want to turn the ones that are known moldy. So when you put the two packages into 5575 and one of them I think has been good and people have been using it, we can leave those in 5575 to stay on board and just bring back the moldy ones. The reason why this was combined into one step was to try to make it simple and efficient, but at the expense of towels, and we think having good towels up there is a good thing to use, and so for the little extra time, we'll have you just separate those and bring back the moldy ones.
Okay, so only the two actual towels that have mold and are wetted, not the bag that's labeled suspect for mold, which has three more hygiene towels which have not been opened.
Yeah, so in to clarify, you said in your previous call that you had been opening up some of them and you had been using some of the towels and they were fine. These come from a similar lot, and so we know that there is potential suspect for that to be moldy. And so I'm understanding your config right. If we know that some of them are clean, we'd want to leave them there.
Yeah, the thing is we don't. No, we're happy to leave them there and, you know, open them and see, but I think that maybe there's a little bit of misunderstanding. So the step had asked me for the barcode. The individual hygiene towels are not barcoded. Each Ziploc that contains multiple hygiene towels, maybe 10, I don't remember how many are in there, the Ziploc has the barcode. So the barcode that I reported yesterday in my activity is the same for both towels that actually are known to be moldy because we opened them and saw the mold. I did report the other one in SoTrack because basically we knew that those two moldy towels had come from one Ziploc, but there was an additional open Ziploc in the bag, and we were using those towels and they were not moldy, but we don't know for sure if the other ones that the moldy ones came from are moldy. And yeah, everything in that bag, like you just said, is the same lot number. So I think the ones that we had labeled as suspect was the bag that had multiple hygiene towels in it, and we had two of those towels known to be moldy. So I have those two wet towels that are still wet and bags that we saw mold on, and then there is the suspect for mold bag.
Stand by checking. Station on two for Jess and the towels.
Yes.
Okay, so we looked. We are not short for towels on board. We think probably the simplest thing to do is to basically execute as written here, which would be both of the Ziploc bags and the known moldy towels. Bring those all back in that return CTB. Part of the thing is we know also that this same lot of towels is currently packed in Orion. And so this may give us a little more information to be able to see how pervasively this has spread through this lot. We're actively trying to get replacement good towels to Orion just to be to make sure. But since we aren't short for towels, I think we can spare the question and just bring both of those Ziplocs with the suspect towels down, even though we haven't opened them to confirm.
Okay, copy that. So we're going to pack one Ziploc that has Ziplocs of two actually moldy wet towels, and then I will also pack the Ziploc that has three remaining unopened hygiene towels that says suspect for mold. When you said two, those are the two that I think should be sent down. There are, as we discussed, many other towels in that CTD that are all the same lot number, but I think we're on the same page now.
Yes, what you said is what I'm expecting. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Station on two for Chris with an answer about double cold bag temp stowage.
And go ahead on two for Chris, although I should have closed the loop with you. I ended up just putting them in JPM deck one for now.
Yeah, we saw that big picture of the four double cold bags. Three, that's a good location for them on deck one. If you want, you can take the fourth one, number 1038, and put that in your Melfi 3 in the lab.
Okay. All. I think I'll probably just leave them all in JPM, just because the place I would put it in the lab would probably be blocking access to the Melfi, and I figured we'd have to move it anyways. Might as well just leave it where it is, if that works for you guys.
Okay, Chris, we're okay with all four staying where you have them in the gym.
Awesome, thanks. And thanks for running that down. Sorry I didn't close the loop with you on that earlier.
All good, sir. It took us a little while to get back to you.
No worries.
Station on two for Chris at your convenience.
Chris is with you on two.
Hey, Chris. In 33 pack procedure, step 204, you left a comment talking about a CTB that was slightly full and bulging. So the plan for that is it's eventually going to be put into an SSL, and would just like your assessment on whether you think that would fit. We don't want to deal with it later and find that out when we're putting it in there. If you think it's too full and bulging, we might have an adjustment later.
Yeah, that's you actually read my mind, and I probably could have been more explicit because I did see that it was going in an SSL later, and I am not super confident that it would easily fit in an SSL. One thing, I saw that this was crew prep stuff, and I do know we have another crew prep bag sitting out that's not perform. So I'm guessing that it might be possible to move things between them, and I just wasn't sure how to track inventory or what, but also that was just one thought I had.
Okay, Chris, what you're saying sounds like a potentially good idea. Can you let us know which bag specifically you're referring to as the second crew preference bag, and then we'll be able to work out a way to move items between them.
That sounds good. Give me 2 seconds to zip over there and tell you which CTP that is. And I'm also happy if there is a
if there is an SSL or you know what SSL that's going into, I'm happy to just try to test fit it at some point to just see whether I can squeeze it in as is.
Okay, copy. We'll get you that. Also, I have a response to you. I saw your comment in the midday meal. And basically, you know, this is a known artifact when you update the Everywhere app that the prior data is lost. This should have been communicated through Surgeon ahead of time. They may have a copy of that raw data on the ground that we're able to get up to you, but we're going to need to wait for them to get in. So it'll probably be Monday before we're able to get an answer for you on that. Sorry for any confusion.
Yeah, no, I figured that that might happen, and not worth it. This was only if it was easy to do, but it's really not worth anybody spending any effort on it. So please, no, it's all good as it is. Thank you, though.
Copy all.
And Zeb, I have that that additional crew care bag is labeled SpaceX 33 crew care, and that's 1.0-1054, and that one has a little bit of space left in it. That assuming the stuff can move from that overfull one, that might be a good option.
Okay, Chris, no need to take action now. We copy 1.0 serial number 1054. We'll run this by some of the crew care folks just to make sure we're able to track that off the loops and get you an answer.
Sounds great. Thanks. Really appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2, track 4, Dragon, Crew Dragon on PAC.
We're standing by for your questions on MPAC.
I'm in track line 39.03 for Crew 12 on PAC. I'm in the FCQB 5128. I've got everything else unpacked, but I was unable to find these bubble bag hard drive that are listed on this line. And they were not on the final location. Just looking for some guidance.
Checking. And station on 2 for Dragon Unpack with an answer.
Shoot it.
Okay, those hard drives were actually unpacked and installed on GMT-49, so you can mark that step complete.
Boom. Awesome. Great news. Thank you.
Good note for that one, but we are happy to be through with those activities.
We copy all, and great work up there. Yes, we're tracking the question for 37.05. We'll get an answer from BME and get back to you when we can.
Okay, awesome. Yes, that is really all we have. We just wanted to let you guys know where we stood with those. But we're happy to be in pretty good shape for SpaceX.
That is great news. Well done.
Thank you. You have a wonderful Saturday. Is it Saturday? I think it's Saturday. We're losing track up here.
It is Saturday, and we're having a great day.
Houston Station on 2. Houston Station on 2 from Sophie.
We're with you on Space Ground 2.
So good morning to the Saturday team. Just wanted to let you know that we found a communication headset that has a bent spin, so we cannot connect it anymore to the ATU. I have put the pictures, even with macro pictures, in the folder photo to download from SSC16, so you can see the pins. And on your go, I'm ready to work with the ISS pin kit to just correct the bent pin.
All right. I copy that you have pictures of the bent pin for your headset on SSC16. We'll work on pulling those down. And I'll give you a quick call back regarding utilizing the pin kit for correcting the bent pin.
Sure, no worries. We have time because we have another headset to work with, so there's no rush for this. And just in the folder for photos to downlink, the pictures have been taken with two different cameras, one macro for the bent pin and one normal for the extra, so check the two folders inside.
All right, copy two folders. Thanks very much, Sophie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Send station on 2 for pantries.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Heidi. This is a relatively benign one, but I was just trying to replace the dry wipe pantry in PMA, and I went to the stowage tab, and I see that there are some suggested 1.0s. There's supposed to be two of them in node 3, and unfortunately, I can't find either of them. Just wanted to give you guys that update. It lists CTV 5631 and 5653. Both are supposed to be in Node 3, Aft 5, and neither are there. So I did find two 0.5 CTBs that have dry wipes in PMA1. One is 0.5 CTB 5236, and the other one is 5095. So I'm just going to deploy one of those, but I just wanted to let you guys know about the stowage tab. I couldn't find those ones listed there.
We copy all, and that sounds like a fine solution. We'll make sure that the stowage information gets updated.
Thanks. Huntsville Station, I'm 2 from Sophie for SAB Channel.
Go ahead, I'm 2 for Huntsville.
Sophie's doing the hardware removal from SABL, procedure 2.004. I was just checking the procedure and wanted to confirm with you, do you already know if we will need SABL tray and SABL guide rails? And just to clarify, this is going to be needed at step 3. And I have not performed all of the steps before. I was just getting ready to do the whole procedure by reviewing the whole procedure.
Copy. Yep, we will be skipping step 3.9. We do not need the guardrails.
Good copy. So I will be ready to start the procedure on your go. Do you have the good downlink with a good view from camcorder lab 1?
We are good with that view. You are go to start.
Copy.
And Sophie, we saw 0 number 1. Copy, thumbs up. And copy, Golby Control Module 1.
I'm Huntsville Station on 2-Sophie for SABL. I've just powered on locker 5, and there is no LED, green LED, but I guess it's the same as locker 6, no green LED.
Copy, and that's still a good config that is expected.
And so now on SABL number 1, powers on, now there is a green LED, so that means step 4.3 is complete.
Copy, 4.3 is complete.
So procedure complete, step 4.9 complete, and the stowage is on the way.
Copy, complete through 4.9 and starting stowage.
And Huntsville from Sophie, quick question on the stowage part.
We're with you on 2, go ahead.
The stowage note says the control module bag goes into SpaceX 82 return. Actually, it is, do you confirm it? It is with the control module inside, right? Because usually it says the bag and then indented that would be inside the control module, but I guess because I just removed it, the control module goes back as well.
And sorry, we had a brief hand over there. So the control module will go into the bag, and then that will go into the 82 return CTV.
Okay, copy. I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you. And with that, that is procedure complete.
Copy all. Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Chris and LSG.
Chris is with you on 2 for LSG.
Hey, Chris, we just wanted to give you a heads up that we've completed our commanding, so you are go to stow the LSG work volume at your convenience.
Oh, perfect timing. I really appreciate it. I am go to stow, and I will stow it right now. Thank you.
Copy, stowing right now.